کیے جا, سوال کیے جا. By the way, this is what you have to tell. Say after I say it's جیے جا, correct? When I say جیے جا, you say سوال کیے جا. We have second graders here today, so I think getting a cheer out of them is going to be a little bit of a trial and error. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, the program that's brought to you by Safari Kids, the Safari Quiz Show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Safari Quiz Show page. Don't worry, the only thing we post on Facebook is the pictures of contestants, bonus questions and any information about upcoming shows. So like us if you like the show and want to support us, because you won't get a lot of posts cluttering up your page, and you can just show your support because you like and listen to us regularly. Now, a note about our sponsors, without whom we wouldn't be able to give out our prizes. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Sunnyvale, Fremont and Pleasanton. He handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. Do contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's www.sanjivcpa.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. And since tax season is coming up, I hope all of you will contact Sanjeev Gupta CPA for your tax preparation. You get a 10% discount if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, and the website to get more information about them is sanjeevcpa.com, sanjivcpa.com. The Safari Quiz Show is also sponsored by Anil Ratnani of New York Life. If you're a parent like me, planning for your child's higher education is a big priority. Anil Ratnani can provide you creative ideas and strategies to use financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Call Anil at 408-634-5020 to learn more, or visit www.anilratnani.com. ANILRATNANI.com. The reason I encourage you guys to check out Anil Ratnani and his website and the products he offers is because it's never a bad idea to get more information about what we can do to make sure that we have the resources to help our children study, right? Okay, so we have second graders on our show today. As I mentioned, let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Miles. Hi, Miles. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. You need to speak into the mic.
Wait, what do I say?
Say hi.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What school do you go to?
I go to Warwick Elementary.
Oh, nice. And how old are you?
7.
All right.
I'm going to turn 8 soon.
Cool. When's your birthday?
April 29th.
Oh, that is soon. You're almost 8. So, any plans for your birthday?
I think we're going to go on a vacation at my birthday.
Oh, you're going on vacation? Is it because it's coming on spring break?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Where are you going on vacation for?
I think Disneyland.
Ooh, now that's a good birthday. Nice. Are you inviting some friends along? Is it just going to be family?
Family.
Family? Is it a big family?
Yes.
Yeah? How many of you are going?
Nearly all of us.
Nearly all of you? Cool. Which is how many? Like 10, 20?
About 16.
That is a big number. Well, I know you're going to have a blast. So an early happy birthday, Miles. So Miles was our first contestant. Our next contestant is Shraddha. Welcome to the show, Shraddha.
Hi, I am 7 years old. I will turn 8 soon.
2? When's your birthday?
April 1st.
Oh my goodness. She has a birthday that's coming up even sooner. What are your birthday plans?
I'm not so sure, but I heard my mom saying she's going to buy this humongous cake.
Oh, nice. A big birthday party.
Yeah.
All your friends, school friends, home friends, street friends,
maybe.
Family. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to you too. This is great. And what do you do for fun?
Usually I just like to do painting, play chess, play with my baby brother.
You play chess?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
All right. Are you competitive? Do you always like to win?
Sometimes.
And if you don't win, how do you make yourself feel better?
I never really feel sad.
Really? That's an amazing quality. Well done. Well done. All right, let's meet our last contestant, Ashman. Welcome to the show, Ashman. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm 7 years old and I go to Kirtner Elementary School.
Kirtner? Is that the name? Okay.
And I like to read.
You like to read? What are you reading right now? Any Geronimo Stilton? No? Magic Tree House?
I read Magic Tree House and Geronimo Stilton.
You finished all of them?
No, I can't find some of them.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? If you go to the library to say, I'm missing number 26. Where is it? Right? Do you read Thea Stilton too?
No.
No, just Geronimo Stilton. Is it funny? Yeah?
And I read Series of Unfortunate Events.
Ooh, you're an advanced reader. That's amazing.
I read it last year.
You read it last year. Pretty soon we're going to have like Babies in Cribs reading. This is amazing. Give me a high five. Good job. All right, are you guys ready?
Yep.
For today's quiz? Okay. Before that, we have to practice our chant. Because you know what? It's going to throw me off if nobody says Sawal kiye ja after I say jiye ja. So shall we practice? Yes. It means, well, let me explain for the people who don't speak Hindi. Jiye ja means live well. Sawal kiye ja means ask questions because it's a quiz show. So you say Sawal
kiye
ja.
Ja.
All right, so let's do it with me. I'll say jiye ja and you have to say Sawal kiye ja. Okay? Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
Awesome. So that's your cue now. Every time I say jiye ja, you have to say Sawal kiye ja. And now we're going to get ready to play our game today with Miles, Shraddha and Ashman. Before that, we always do a buzzer check. So Miles, can I have your buzzer please? Go for it. No, you have to buzz in. Working? Yep. Yep, all buzzers are working and we did a lot of practice just before the show started, which is why you heard me stumble a little bit when we started because we just ran into the show. Okay, first category today is animals beginning with the letter F. Animals beginning with the letter F. Ready? Animal that features in the movie Fantastic Mr.
Fox.
Very good. 10 points to Ashman. And our scoring today is being done by Lori. 10 points to Ashman. Thank you, Lori. Question number two. Animals that breathe through gills.
Fish.
That's Shraddha for 10 points. Very good. Question number three. Bird of prey used by humans for hunting. Bird of prey.
Falcon.
Very good. And Miles, you have to speak into the mic because otherwise our listeners can't hear you. That was Miles. And now, after three questions, each of our contestants has 10 points. I've never seen this even so far. That's awesome. Question number four. We're still in categories of animals beginning with the letter F. Small, long animal that's the cousin of the weasel. Remember, we're still talking about animals that begin with an F, and sometimes these animals are used as pets too, and they're really cute.
Field mouse.
Oh, what a good answer. No, that isn't correct. So -5 for Ashman. Question passes to Miles. If you don't know, you can always say pass. Shraddha?
Pass.
It's a ferret. Okay. Question number 5. Bird that gets its pink wings because of the algae it eats.
Flamingo.
Flamingo is right. 10 points to Shraddha. And yes, you can buzz in before I finish the question if you think you know the answer. Okay? Question number 6. Fruit-eating mammal that's actually a kind of bat. Another name for it is a fruit bat, but that's not the name I'm looking for. Fruit-eating mammal that's actually a kind of bat. F word. No. Flying fox. A flying fox. A flying fox is actually a kind of bat. Now you have something to tell your friends with and stump them. Question number 7. An amphibian that croaks.
Frog.
Very good. 10 points to Ashman. Question number 8. A flat fish that is a character in Disney's Little Mermaid. A flat fish. It's a flat fish. It looks really strange if you actually see it in an aquarium. It's absolutely flat and sometimes it's really well camouflaged in the rocks because it looks like the gravel that it's usually found in. A flat fish. It's also the name of a character in Disney's Little Mermaid. Remember, we're still talking about F. It also has a meaning as a verb. It means to sort of move around helplessly, not knowing what to do. He didn't know the answer, so he was floundering. Flounder.
I was thinking Flender.
Flender. Close, close. Question number 9. Insect that's very annoying and is a carrier of many diseases.
Fly.
Fly. Very good. 10 points to Ashman. Good job. Question number 10. Medium-sized rodent that can glide between trees using a membrane that stretches between its front and back paws.
Flying squirrel.
Flying squirrel is right. Speaking to the mic, Shraddha, you got that right. That was another 10 points to her. And we come to the end of our very first round. Okay, kids. Now, the next question I'm asking is going to be for the listeners. So, you don't answer. You don't buzz in. All right? So, we're ending the first round. At the end of every round, we have a question for our listeners who call in, and then I take their calls, and then we see who's got the right answer from all the correct answers. Okay? Here's our listener question. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550, category animals beginning with the letter F. Kind of fox whose ears are really large. It's found in the Sahara Desert. It's a kind of fox whose ears are really large. It's found in the Sahara Desert, and I think some of the kids in the studio might know it, but they're not allowed to answer. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. No, it's not that easy. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Yes, hello, you're on the air.
And the answer is bat-eared fox.
What fox?
Bat-eared fox.
Bat-eared fox. But remember, we're talking about animals that begin with the letter F. So the answer has to be an F. Do you have another answer for me?
No.
No. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Phoenix fox.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shivam, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is Fennec.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Fennec.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
What?
Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller for our first round. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Ignore, and the answer is Fennec Fox.
Thank you, Ignore. And Ignore was the last caller for our first round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who got the right answer in our listener challenge and as well as count the scores of all the kids in the studio. Jieja.
Sawal
kiya ja. Not bad. Let's do it again. Jiye ja. Sawal kiya ja. Everybody speaking to the mic. You're all very soft-spoken, wonderful kids. So you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, and we have second graders here in the studio with me today, Miles, Shraddha, and Ashman. And they just finished the category, animals beginning with the letter F. The listener question was, it's a kind of fox whose ears are really large. It's found in the Sahara Desert. And the answer indeed was Fennec Fox. And everybody got it right. From all the winners, Ashman has picked the winner, and he's going to announce it.
The winner is Ashna.
Ashna, all right. Congratulations, Ashna. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please write to us today. Don't wait. Please write to us today itself and mention your name, the question, the answer, and the contact information where Miss Anu can reach you if she needs to. So once again, the email to reach us at is safariquizshow@gmail.com. This is also the email to reach us if you want to participate on the show. If you've been listening to the show and thinking, hey, I know the answers to those questions, how about I try to get some big prizes? You're most welcome. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And of course, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Don't forget to like us there. All right, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Let's see the points. Miles, how many points do you have?
10.
And speaking to the mic.
10.
Good. Shraddha?
30.
And Ashman?
25.
25. It's very, very close. Very close. And we're going to go with our next category, which is the color white. The color white. Everybody ready? Let's do a buzzer check. Miles, your buzzer. Shraddha? Ashman. Perfect. Ready? Question number one. This white bird is a symbol of purity.
Dove.
Dove. Very good. 10 points to Miles. Question number two. If you mix white and red paint, you get?
Pink.
Pink, Shraddha. 10 points. Very good. And speak into the mic, Shraddha. I don't think our listeners can hear you. Question number three. This cold white thing can fall from the sky in winter.
Snow.
He buzzed in first, so snow. Yes, you're right. Buzz in first. And remember, the rule is that you can buzz in any time. If you buzz in really early, what will just happen is that I'll stop talking, so you won't hear the full clue. But you can still answer. If you think you know the answer, just do it. Okay? Question number four. This white whale lives in the Arctic waters.
Fin whale?
No. Okay, question passes to Miles.
Beluga whale.
Very good. 5 points to him. Question number five. This supernatural thing is usually represented as a white sheet on Halloween. When you dress up in a white
ghost.
Ghost. 10 points to Miles. Very good. Question number six. This kind of bear is white.
Polar bear.
Polar bear. Very good. Good job buzzing in early. Very good. Question number seven. Okay, this one has multiple answers, but there is only one that's right. So listen very carefully and maybe wait till you finish the question, okay? This kind of water bird has a long neck and is usually found in white, though some species have a little black or can be...
Seagull.
I told you to listen to the whole answer, -5
Aww.
For Miles. And because I didn't do the whole answer, when I finished the question, Shraddha and Ashman, you can buzz in. It's not a past question, okay? So Miles is out, but Shraddha and Ashman can buzz in. Now let me finish the question. When two of these birds get together, it's often represented as a heart shape. Two of these birds, when their necks are together, is a heart shape.
Swan.
Very good. 10 points to Shraddha. Question number 8. Ready? This white grain is a staple food of many Indians.
Rice.
10 points. Very good. To Ashman. Question number 9. Careful answering this one too. We make butter from this white thing that some kids don't like at all.
Milk?
No, it's not milk. -5 for Shraddha. Question passes to Ashman. We make butter from this white thing that some kids don't like at all. Actually, some kids don't like milk also. That's true. But butter doesn't pass.
Eggs?
No. No, Miles. We don't make butter from eggs. Okay. We make butter from cream. Cream, which is a part of milk, yes. But we don't make butter from milk. We take the cream in the milk and then we make butter from it. Okay, listen to this also very carefully. Easy to answer this wrong. We judge the health of this part of our body by how white and hard it is and whether it has any holes in it.
Bones?
No, it's not bones. I don't think we go around looking at our bones and making sure they're white and hard. Question passes to Ashman. What other thing in our body is white and hard and
Pass.
Doesn't have holes in it?
Pass. What is it?
Teeth.
Oh. What am I thinking?
I was even showing my all my teeth there. Yes, nobody got that right. And we come to the end of the round. We've done our 10 questions. So again, kids, you're not answering anymore. We're going to go to our listeners. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's our listener question in the category, the color white. Eskimos build these kinds of white houses. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is an igloo.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is igloos.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay and I think the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Mom, hi.
Yes.
My name is Ria, and the answer is igloo.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is igloo.
Gaurav is the last caller for our second question. Thank you, Gaurav. And we're going to go on a break now. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing and also who got the prize for our second listener question. Jeja,
Sawad.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja,
Sawad. Kieja.
Very good. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Miles, Shraddha and Ashman. Before we see how many points each of them has, let's see who was the winner of our second listener question. The question itself was, we're talking about a white thing that Eskimos live in, and the answer of course was igloo. Everybody got it right. And from all the correct answers, Shraddha has picked the correct answer. Go for it.
The winner is Ishna.
Ishna! Congratulations, Ishna. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention your name, your question, the answer, as well as your contact information, so that we can get the prize to you as soon as we can. Mike, why do I hear something other noise in the background? Is it coming from somewhere else? Okay, I see a noise. Yeah, I think I have another noise coming in from the background. Okay, never mind. If our listeners are not bothered by it, then we're okay. Miles, let's see how many points you have.
35.
Into the mic.
35.
Very good. And Shraddha, how many points do you have?
40.
And Ashman?
40.
Oh my goodness. This is a super close game. Let's see what happens in this round. Okay, so I have learned something during the break. My third category was homonyms, which I use very broadly to mean, in this case, words that are spelled differently but sound the same. I was told by Ashman, who is right, that is actually homophones. We looked it up and we found that homonyms are used by some people to refer to both homophones and words that sound spelled the same but sound alike. And some people use it very strictly as homophones, meaning words that are spelled differently but sound alike, and homonyms are words that spelled the same but have different meanings. So for the purposes of this round, what I mean by homonyms are homophones, which is words that sound the same but are spelled differently. So basically, this is a spelling round. Since the kids are not very familiar with the way I'm doing this, we are going to do one trial question. You're going to buzz in, but the points are not going to count, because this is a practice one. All right? We're going to try it because I want to see how you do. We tried it in a couple of different ways when I was practicing it with my daughter, who's my guinea pig for all my questions. But one way is a little bit easier than the other way. So we're going to try it both ways. All right? Are you ready? First question, trial question. So this doesn't really count. So I would say zero question. Is and remember, please listen to it very carefully. Homonym of something that falls from the sky, it also means the rule of a king. And you have to spell the second word. Go for it.
H-A-I-L.
But does hail mean the rule of a king? No, it doesn't, right? But there's another word that... keep trying, because this is still our trial round. Okay, what falls from the sky? Go for it. No wrong answers, no minus points.
Rain. So.
Rain. It's also the rule of a king. Do you know that word?
No.
Okay. That word is R-E-I-G-N. But I promise you, this is one of the more difficult words. You got it? So you have to spell not R-A-I-N, but R-E-I-G-N. Okay. I think we'll do it the easier way then. Listen to this very carefully. I need you to spell the word. Okay, this is a spelling round. And everybody close to the mic. Miles, Ashman, close to the mic. Question number one. Homonym of the animal bear, it means empty, or in the case of a tree, no leaves. Can buzz.
B-A-R-E.
Very good. 10 points to Miles. So you prefer it this way? Yeah, let's do it this way. Second question. Homonym of doe, a female deer, it's what you make bread from.
D-O-U-G-H.
Very good. 10 points to Ashman. I should stop saying homonym, right? Homophone. Homophone of toe, as in tow truck, it's a part of your feet.
T-O-E.
Very good. Excellent. Homophone of stare, like don't stare at me. This is what you...
S-T-A-I-R.
Very good. Good guess. This is what you use to climb up. Very good. Homonym of the sea animal whale, it means to cry.
W-A-I-L.
Very good, Ashman. 10 points. Homonym of no, as in yes, no, it means to have knowledge of.
K-N-O-W.
Good job. 10 points to Shraddha. Homonym of the letter T, it's what people drink.
T-E-A.
Very good. Okay, homonym of the cereal, as in TV cereal, it's what you eat for breakfast.
C.
Okay, a -5 for Shraddha. Question passes to Ashman.
C-E-R-E-A-L.
Awesome. 5 points to Ashman. Two more questions left. Homonym of hi, as in hello, it's the opposite. Go for it.
That was H-I-G-H.
Very good. Opposite of low.
Whoa.
Very good. That's a good guess. Question number 10. Last question. Let's see if we have a tiebreaker at the end of this. Homophone of sail, as in ship sail.
S-A-I-L.
What is it? What did you say?
S-A-I-L.
But that was the original word. I didn't tell you the second one. It means selling something.
S-A-L-E.
Yes, 10 points to him because I didn't finish the question. Okay, we come to the end of the round. During the break, everybody will count their points and do not count them now over the air because we are going to go to our listener question. Shush, kids in the studio. It's time for our listener question in our homonym / homophone round. Here it is. Homonym of a word, and this is tougher for you guys because I want you to think. Homonym of a word that means like the earth. The word that I actually want you to spell is it means going round and round. It went round and round. So the, okay, let me, nah, this is too confusing. Homonym of world, it means going round and round. All right, let's see how good of spellers our kids in the audience are. Give up. All right. Homonym of world, it means went round and round. Hi, you're on the air. Next one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arid from San Francisco, and the answer is O-R-B-I-T.
Homonym. It has to be a homophone of or homonym of world.
Oh.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is world.
No, you have to spell it.
Oh, W-H-I-R-L.
No. I said world. Try again. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Ashna, and the answer is W-H-I-R-L-E-D.
Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raj, and I think the answer is world.
Spell it. Spell it. I know the answer is world because that's what I said it is, because it's a homophone.
H-I-R-L.
Thank you, Raj. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is W-H-I-R-L-E-D.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is WHIRLED.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is WHIRLED.
Thank you, Shivam, making everybody work hard today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pradyan from San Juan, and I think the answer is world, WHIRLED.
And that's Pradyan?
Yes.
Thank you, Pradyan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rajani, and my answer is WHIRLED.
Thank you, Ragini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ishan, and the answer is word. WHIRLED.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir.
Mihir, yes, Mihir. And what's the answer?
The answer is world, WHIRLED, world.
Thank you, Mihir. Mihir and Pradyun, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. We haven't heard your names before. It's wonderful to hear new voices. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ziba, and the answer is WHIRLED.
Thank you, Vibha, and our last caller for today. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air now. Turn the radio down and tell me who it is.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Sinchana.
Hi, Sinchana. And what's your spelling?
The answer is world.
Mm-hmm.
WHIRLED.
Thank you, Sinchana. And Sinchana was the last caller for our last question, third question. We're coming to the end of our episode. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the winners. Jeja. Sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We are here with second graders Miles, Shraddha and Ashman, and they did very, very well today, even in some really confusing categories. Some a wet noodle on my back for making the confusion between homonym and homophone. Homophones it was. That was our last category. And the listener question in that category was homonym of world, means going round and round. And lot of people got it right. Some people spelt it in the singular, which was WHIRL, and that was not right. The correct answer was WHIRLED. And from all the correct answers, Miles has picked the winner. This time, Miles, who's the winner of our third listener question?
Me here.
The winner of our third listener question is me here. All right. Me, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And make sure you mention question, answer, and also a contact information like a phone number where Miss Anu can reach you. Once again, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, with that, we come to the end of our show for today. But before that, we have to see how the kids in the studio did, and maybe we have a tiebreaker. Let's see. Miles, how many points do you have?
65.
Into the mic.
65.
Shraddha?
65.
Oh no, are we going to have a tiebreaker? Ashman, how many points do you have?
70.
Oh, we are saved from a tiebreaker. Congratulations, Ashman. Ashman is our winner for today. And he wins our first prize. If you're listening to the show and you're thinking that you want to be in the studio and participate, because I'm telling you, it is a lot of fun. Tell me how much fun it was. Ashman, was it fun? Yes. Miles, how about you?
Super fun.
Super fun. You want to come back? Because all through the break, we were doing old questions and they were having so much fun. And they did so well at some really difficult questions. So next time, I think I'm going to challenge you a little harder. Yes. And congratulations, Ashman, again. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. We've come to the end of the show. The show was produced by Michael Anu. Scoring today was done by Lori. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja.
Safari Jiye Ja.
Awesome.